After 15 years of war, a number of wounded combat veterans are returning home, and several national organizations are building homes for them, some in Tampa Bay. But as WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports for our series Off the Base, a local foundation is building veterans' homes too, all with local resources.
Most people know him as a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer place kicker, but Martin Gramatica is also a local businessman and co-founder of the Gramatica Family Foundation. Their mission is building homes for wounded veterans. Initially, the foundation partnered with a national nonprofit organization, but Martin Gramatica says there are benefits of going solo.
They build probably 50 to 100 homes a year, but they're not all in Tampa. So this is a chance for us to be able to build one, at least for now, one a year, hopefully more, but they'll be in Tampa. And then when you go for people to donate, they want to donate locally. They don't want to donate to a nonprofit out of Texas that may build a house in Tampa, you know, so they want to keep it local.
The foundation has a lot of local support, like donated materials and in-kind services, all cost savings that will be needed because this house is in the Seminole Heights neighborhood where homes are valued at $200,000. So a lot of local fundraising is needed, too, from people like real estate agent Scott Daniels with the Caldwell Bankers Cares Foundation.
We had a walk-a-thon, we call it a Cares Walk, this past year and raised $50,000 to contribute towards the construction of this home. But very honestly, this is with the support and the love and caring of the community of Tampa Bay.
Daniels was among the dozens of adults and children who turned out on a sultry summer morning for the ceremonial wall raising at the 4th Veterans Home. Workers under the watchful eye of Joe Gibbons with Gulf Bay Builders were securing an exterior wall to the concrete foundation. It's a structural insulated panel system, Gibbons' specialty.
It's so energy efficient, we have to bring fresh air into the house. Give you an idea, this house, once we're done with it, the TECO bill on it, it's probably going to be about $60 to $80 a month. Typically, if we don't have any delays, this size house we could have up in a day, all the outside walls.
If it stays on schedule, by the holidays, it will be the home of combat veteran Justin Lansford and his wife, Carol. They currently live in an apartment.
He can't use his wheelchair because of the width of our doorways, and there's carpet in some of the rooms. So he doesn't use a wheelchair. He just sort of hops around right now. So this will be a big help because he'll be able to use his wheelchair when he takes his leg off at night.
As an Army sergeant, Justin Lansford served in Iraq and then Afghanistan, where a roadside bomb struck his vehicle. He lost his left leg and suffered multiple internal injuries. Lansford is looking forward to living in a home adapted to his disability.
It's completely flat, so you can roll in and out with a wheelchair. The bathroom is, you know, has rails, roll-in shower, things that make it safe, so I'm not hopping around the bathroom. They've even bounced the island to the kitchen out a little ways so that I can kind of navigate my chair in and around the kitchen. Trust me, I cooked on one leg last night, and standing on one leg for like an hour while you're trying to cook is not the easiest thing in the world. But trying to hop to the sink with a hot pan isn't always, it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Lansford is amazed at the people who contributed to make his life easier, including members of the Tampa Bay United youth soccer team, coached by Martin Gramatica. The kids range in age from 8 to 11 and were up at 6 a.m. to help unload the building materials.
We have it like easier than most people.
Yeah. People who have it tough, like who are disabled.
It's all part of being a team and being part of the community, says Coach Gramatica.
I wanted them to realize that if it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't have the freedoms. They wouldn't be able to enjoy soccer games on the weekend if it wasn't for them. And also hard work. You have to give back.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.